Misfits.
Hey everybody, we're back. Day 5. Brandon's on the board.
And we're getting our numbers right this year.
I know.
It's only taken us 3 full seasons, pretty much.
We're not even halfway through, so we may still screw this all up. But at the moment, we know it's day 5. Brandon's on the board. We've got a point. He knew Handel's Messiah because he didn't know
he knew the Christmas name for it
because it was literally the verse he read. So go ahead. Let's see if we can keep this streak going. There are some in there that I know you probably will get. There are some in there that I'm not confident you will, but let's see how we do with today.
That's about most things here. All right. For day 5, we have John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18.
John chapter 1. Now, this is another one that we've done 4-12 days before. But this time, you don't have to figure out why it's Christmas. You just got to figure out what song uses it.
Which for this one might be more challenging.
We'll see.
All right. Okay, starting off in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, and all that might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world, and he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own people and did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor in the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory and glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law has given through Moses grace and truth through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, and the only God who is in the Father's side, he has made known." And this is the testimony of John.
You can stop at 18.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're good. 18 was where we needed to go.
I got too confused on the last few days of reading the full chapters.
So this is one that actually is very obvious if you actually know all the verses to the psalm. But again, like we've said, there are a lot of songs where verses get left out, sometimes unintentionally, sometimes intentionally. So give yourself a second. Try to figure out what song this would be. There's actually two different verses that use this chapter within this song.
I'm thinking it has to do something a little bit where I'm initially going is I'm seeing the theme of light.
Don't overthink it. I mean, the entire story of John 1 is the incarnation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Jesus is God. Jesus is not just God. Jesus is God that creates. And then it ends with the Word became flesh. That is the passage. He's seeing in his head right now.
I almost need a list too of ones that of ones that we've already completed.
Then I started thinking of
O come, Emmanuel.
Close. You're close. Why do you think it's O come, Emmanuel? Because I might be able to give you half a point depending on your reasoning.
Now I'm going through the lyrics of it. Nah, I don't even know. I'm like, I've got the tune stuck in my head.
So it's not O come, Emmanuel, but it is O come. It's O come, all ye faithful.
Mm.
And like I said, this is one where if you know the entire psalm, it's very obvious. If you don't know the entire psalm, you have no idea that it's actually in there. there's two different sections of the psalm. The first one is in verse 2. It says, God of God, light of light, lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Very God, begotten, not created. Which is the first verse, right? Mm-hmm. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. But where it becomes very obvious is verse 4. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, is the entirety of John chapter 1.
Mm.
But this is where... Born this happy morning, although it's not a happy morning at the moment for Brandon. So this is part of why it's a little weird, though, and why, like I said, you'd have to actually know the whole psalm, is that there are multiple versions and even multiple ideas as far as where this song comes from. It finally was actually published in Latin in 1751. It was rewritten in English multiple times since then. But nobody actually knows who wrote it. Some people think it's actually from St. Bonaventure, who was in the 13th century.
Wow. I'll blame it on that's why I didn't get it right.
Some people think that it was actually King John the Fourth of Portugal that wrote it, although most people are pretty sure that's not the case at all. The most common idea is that it was actually written by monks in the 17th century, which is why it's in Latin, which is why people think that was probably St. Bonaventure, and why there are so many verses and so many different versions. Finally, the one that we have is from 1961.
Okay.
Again, 1961, because there was a major carol book that was published in 1961 is what I have found. But it's also why we have multiple verses missing again, because there are so many and so many different versions, we can't actually list them all. And so the one that gets used is the one that is now the most common, which is the one from 1961. Which is why you couldn't figure out the fact that it literally quotes John 1.
Yes.
In the verses. So a little bit tougher.
That was a medium one.
It was a medium level one. You had half the title. Just not the right half. So
at least I named a carol.
You did. You're doing good. You're moving forward. We're 1 for 5.
Yeah.
We've got a chance still to at least hit half.
This would be the golf version of.
Yeah. You at least have a shot at a bowl game. So we will see you all tomorrow for day 6 of the 12 Days of Misfits.